The recording is on, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Julia. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the Finance and Budget Subcommittee Working Group conference call on Wednesday, the 11th of September, 2013. The time is 20:04 UTC. And today we have the pleasure of having the visit of Rob Hogarth, who is Senior Director for Policy Development Support, and Janice Dumelang, who is Outreach Engagement Manager. Both are going to be able to speak to us regarding our budget requests for fiscal year 14, and effectively we'll be able to ask questions and discuss the budget requests that were both the ones that I guess were granted and the ones that were not granted somehow. We've got a full agenda that's for your perusal on the page, and without any further ado, I think we can start with a roll call, please.
Thank you, Olivier. Julia here. Welcome on the Finance and Budget Subcommittee call on Wednesday, 11 September 2013 at 20 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Tijani Benjema, Darlene Thompson, Wolf Sutik, and Dev Anantilaksing. Our presenters today are Janice Lange and Rob Hogarth. We have apologies from Roberto Gaetano. And from staff, we have Heidi Olbisch, Silvia Vivanco, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia. And it's Olivier speaking now, and we are now on agenda. Results of the at-large fiscal year 14, or financial year 14, whichever way you want to call it, budget requests. I'm not sure whether we have anything that needs to go on screen, but I'll hand the floor over to Rob Hogarth and to Janice Dumelang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rob Hogarth here, and thank you all very much for inviting us to participate. I'm hopeful that Janice will be able to join shortly because she's very good at clarifying the general statements I make. So,
Rob, this is Heidi. She's on. She snuck in.
Oh, okay,
she's
great.
On the AC and on the call.
Super. Thanks, Janice.
Welcome, Janice.
What I'd like to do is perhaps give you a general context over some evolution of staff operational support efforts, which will explain why Janice and I are on the call, and then give you the opportunity for us to dialogue about specific requests or general areas where it looks like we're going in terms of the direction of the budget and resource support for the IKA community, most specifically for your guys' purposes at large, but also more generally if you'd like. It's been a while since FODI came on board and brought, you know, some additional new ideas, concepts, and services, including some additional new executives to the fore. And I think it's useful to note that whenever you've got new stuff, it's important to take the time and have the time to figure out how everything's going to work together operationally and the rest. One of the areas where it's been somewhat challenging over time is sort of the melding or determining where the lines are drawn with respect to the services provided by a policy development support team, the more general operations of the global stakeholder engagement team, and other operational activities within ICANN. I think that, you know, FODI challenged us all to look operationally at how we can do better, to constantly challenge us to improve. And one of the areas that, you know, became identified over time, which hasn't been, I think, as burning an issue for you in the at-large community, but elsewhere, and more generally in ICANN, is, you know, what's the right blending of sort of the liaison support that you have with the rest of the staff, and you guys have excellent support with Sylvia, Heidi, Matt, and others, but doing that in a more programmatic way, and particularly in areas like the budget, where we've got operational issues, have some very great professionals who know the details of that work, but who may not be as skilled or as or have as much time to actually do the communications piece and actually to work and collaborate with the community on not only communicating what's done, but learning and how to build better operational activities going forward. So one of the concepts that Sally Costerton and David Olive achieved a handshake on around the Durban timeframe was the recognition that we on the policy side needed to devote some resources to more of this quote-unquote engagement role in terms of helping our subject matter experts on the operational side share information, interact with all of you on a regular basis in terms of, you know, what's going on, can you give us more specifics, can you provide us with news, information, or other stuff from an operational standpoint that can, you know, make your jobs easier, either in terms of just not having you spin your wheels when it comes time to prepare a document, being able to clarify a question, maybe get in touch with somebody a little bit faster than we've been able to do in the past. And so one of the reasons why Janice and my positions have somewhat been evolved and continue to evolve in terms of these concepts of outreach and engagement, one of the areas where we saw some immediate need and where we thought we could provide the most help immediately was in the budget area, particularly helping to communicate some of the decisions that had been made by the board finance committee, and do something that we really didn't do a great job as staff last year and the year before, of just, you know, having a communication like this with those of you from the community who have the responsibility to just, you know, clarify where things stand, where things fit, what you can expect from an implementation standpoint, what has not been granted, potentially why, and then perhaps finding ways to build more into the future as how we can do this work better and maybe even be more successful in the requests or find ways that we can avoid the requests altogether and just get things into the regular budget process. So that's sort of all the background and context of why it's us talking to you. I'm hopeful that we can have a fruitful discussion and that Janice and I can answer most of your questions today. When we can't, and we're not the subject matter experts in everything, we'll be more than happy to set up and coordinate with Heidi, Sylvia, Matt, and others what we need to do from a communication standpoint to make sure we get feedback back to you all as quickly as possible. Let me stop there. Mr. Chairman, ask if you all from a community standpoint have any questions. Certainly want to give Janice the floor to clarify anything I might have said to make sure that I'm, you know, sharing the information in a way that's understandable. So I'll pause for a moment for that.
Hey, Rob and everybody. This is Janice. I'm happy with what you said. I think you're leading everybody down the correct path and would rather leave the time to anybody on the line.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Rob, and thanks very much, Janice, for this. Certainly quite a few changes, I guess. And I guess at this point of the call, does anyone on the call have any questions on all of those developments so far? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I think that this is a clear signal that you may proceed forward.
Great. Thanks very much, Olivier. One clarification there. I'd say, yes, there have been developments. It really is an evolution. This is something where I think we are committed to, as staff, generally doing a better job at this work, and that's a constant mission. You know, we may have improvements, we may have obstacles or steps back, but we'll always look to all of you for more recommendations or thoughts about how a process could be improved, how it can work better. And I would hope now that there are at least two of us on the staff who have this area of accountability and interest where we have more focus. Obviously, it's not 100% of our job, but a substantial part and a growing part for us is that, you know, maybe we have this dialogue on a more regular basis with you all. You know, that'll be up to you all in terms of what you think you need out of a particular meeting or conversation, whether you just want Heidi to reach out to us or clarify things. something to be built over time. So we're looking forward to that. And it actually puts, I think, Janice and I in a position where it's an area that we've got a lot of interest in. I think a commitment to you all in the community to make it work and improve it over time. So we're kind of happy to be doing it, although I joke internally that I'm not sure whether I volunteered or I was volunteered for the assignment. Let me give a couple of quick overview items just in terms of how the process went this year and potentially where it can go in the future. Just some real high elevation points to share with you all. The first, I think, is a general recognition that this community special request process was something that was born out of general community dissatisfaction with the overall budget process. It all came to a head back in the 3-4 years ago now at the Brussels meeting, the Brussels ICANN public meeting, in which, you know, basically the comment period for comments on the next fiscal year's budget was still going and didn't conclude until maybe a day before the board meeting at which the board was going to make the decision on the next year's annual budget. And a recognition that the process was not as effective as it should be. And Doug Brent and Kevin Wilson at the time came up with this concept of this special community budget request vehicle or channel, if you will, for addressing particular community interests or aspects that weren't being addressed in the general budget. I think that over time, as literally almost, I think just this year was the first year we had somebody responsible for the project doing it a second year, where it was Xavier was sort of learning as he went last year and had a little bit more traction going forward this year. It's really been almost reinvented or band-aided every year. And the challenge that we saw this year, of course, was that the ICANN public meeting at which the board would normally make a decision about the annual budget was actually going to take place in the next fiscal year. And so there was this odd contrivance of a fast track and a regular track. I think there was some general concern about how that would work. I think it worked less than perfectly, although you know, the finance team with assistance from other departments was able to pull it off. So again, everybody, thanks for your patience in terms of that approach. But in terms of a general philosophy, I think in terms of where the staff would like to take this, is that the more we see, the more we respond, the more we're able to begin to put in place resources that you have all identified need to be folded in to the resources that ICANN provides to the community, that becomes more and more a part of ICANN's core budget work, becomes, for example, a part of the policy development support budget or a part of the engagement or outreach budgets of ICANN, and that we don't put you all through, you know, having to make the same request every year or different requests every year. What I hope would happen over time is that the requests can be really focused and say, okay, over the following, you know, the past years, we have been successful in making ICANN appreciate that we need this resource or that resource, and so the requests each year can be, you know, much shorter or much smaller in number. This year, many of you will have observed, we had close to 60 separate requests. And that presents a challenge on a number of fronts. But that's one general theme. The other and second general theme I'd like to mention to you is that the focus of the inquiries this year and I think going forward from the staff and board finance committee perspective was to focus on resources, not on dollars. And let me clarify what that means. You know, if people would come in with various requests, there would be estimates what something would cost or expectations. Staff and the board, I think, wanted to look at the consideration of these various proposals and certainly on those that have been granted and to be implemented as really resources so that from a community standpoint, you weren't finding yourselves focusing on, gee, am I going to save $50 here, can we get a better deal there, but to really focus on what the intent of the activities are to identify goals, metrics, and expectations, and then really move toward some the actual work, as opposed to getting the grant and then having to start all over, budgeting and figuring out how you do that. For us, from a staff perspective, the interest was in having the staff take on that burden. And for example, I'll use one thing, travel slots, where it's the staff's responsibility to, determine what a standard, classification or category of a trip might cost, and then focus on delivering that and managing that process consistent with the overall travel guidelines, and not, be in a situation where someone's trip was going to cost $1,500, and that was $100 over some artificial limit, and someone might find themselves going through great hoops and obstacles to try to make that work. That doesn't mean that staff going forward wouldn't, work very hard to manage the cost and to, approach a program in a broad and specific way, but really more to have you all focused and us focused on delivering the resources to you and not so much tied up on the dollars. So those are two major general themes, I think, coming out of the most recent staff experience. Janice, have I captured that, and have I missed anything there?
Nope. You're doing great so far. I like being the silent type.
Great. Well, you do a very good job at it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let us stop there, and Olivia, again, I'll pause for questions or observations or comments from you and the committee, just to see if we're all on the same page there and if I'm explaining things in an accessible way.
Thanks very much, Rob. It's Olivier speaking. So I open the floor for questions. Just my own thoughts are that this certainly shows a lot of changes, and I think I for one, see all of these changes as being something of a good thing. See that in a very positive light. So ultimately, I realized this year was a pivotal year where there were changes, and I know that we have shown some frustration in the not so far away past, or not so past, as one could say, perhaps, with the fact that we were always rushed to do things, and there never seemed to be enough time for the ALAC itself to ask its members and to ask our wider community for input. Certainly this enhanced collaboration and certainly enhanced amount of communication between finance and the community and also within finance, I think I see that there certainly is going to be some increased discussion within the staff structure as well. That's something that I personally find very, very positive. I wonder if any of my colleagues have any thoughts as well to share with us. And seeing no one putting their hand up, you must have stunned them so much that they still are there with their gaping mouths. I guess I'll let you continue to awe us, please. Back to you.
Thank you. I don't know if I like that visual, but thank you. couple of things
I hear Tijani, but I don't see
yes.
Tijani on the call. Okay.
I couldn't raise my hand. There is a problem on Adobe Connect, so I would like to say something.
Okay. So, Tijani Benjamin, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. As for the process, I think that the Xavier and his team has done a lot of effort, and we are working with them since more than 1 year now to improve the process. And I think that the improvement will be felt not this year, because unfortunately we couldn't work the operation plan and the budget according to the strategic plan, since the strategic plan will be ready after the operation plan and budget, let's say we cannot wait for it. We have to start working. So I think that starting from the next year, we will be very, very good place to make something very good. And I would like to thank Xavier and his team for the effort. And I hope that starting from next year, we will have really a better budget than we are doing now. But now, already we have a lot of improvement. And as for the special request or the additional request from the community, I think that the process we are using now is really transparent, and perhaps there are still some questions that are not well answered, but more or less it is very transparent. And 3 years ago we couldn't have any activity funded if it is not already in the budget, in the conventional budget, not in something additional, something that the community wants to do. So once again, thank you, Xavier, and your team, and I think that it will be improved in the next year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. I can certainly echo your points, absolutely. So we can go back to you, Rob.
Thank you very much, and Tijani and Olivier, thank you for your comments there. We'll certainly pass that on to both of them, on to our finance colleagues. There really has been a lot of thought and reflection, I think, on the part of the senior management team to try to, as you point out, Tijani, sort of true up, you know, the work on the annual plans with the broader strategic plans. I think, you know, you saw some of that struggle this year with the SOAC special community budget request, in that, you know, some of the community asked for, hey, we want to move forward with a strategic outreach plan for our region or our community. And some of those requests were not granted with sort of the advice that, yes, there's this broader outreach effort, and we really need, you know, this challenge that says we need to figure out more broadly what we're doing before we can commit resources to shorter-term things. And yet at the same time, you see the struggle that says, but, and this is your point, Tijani, we can't wait to, you know, what are we going to do, wait for 18 months before we can do anything? No, that does not make sense. So let's figure out a way to provide some other types of resources, some other programs that may address some, granted not all, of the interests and desires of those communities by potentially combining other resources in packages, or by just doing more intense work through the core policy development support team or the engagement team that's already in place. So I think that you've echoed some of the themes and some of the struggles that management has had to try to work through this from a staff perspective. So I appreciate that that acknowledgement on your guys' part, just to note there are those larger forces at work. I'm challenged, Olivier, in terms of how you would like me to address it. There are a couple of ways, but I'm also conscious of time. We can, you know, I can just allow, because the document has been out from the finance team when they produced the announcement of the budget being approved, that various requests were resolved in various ways. If I went through each one, we might just run out of time with me talking. It might be useful for those on the call, if they have particular questions about a certain area that Janice or I can address. How would you like to approach it?
Right. I think perhaps we could just pick on the ones that are on that FY14 special budget request, and just basically look at the decision, and if we could get some clarity as to where this is going for the ones that have been granted and the ones that have not been granted.
Sure.
Because there is certainly an interest in that. There's one request from La Corallo, one from AP Rallo, one from Naralo. And I think that it might be worth spending just a small amount of time on those.
Certainly, because I mean, I'm also open to, and we've been doing this on the GNSO side of the house, sort of having a broader, you know, group discussion like this one, and then if individual organizations or folks who had a specific request want to talk about that in particular, I'm more than happy to have an individual conversation or discussion with the management team of that particular organization to sort of walk through the details. You know, I like the idea of having a group of you all together at once from the different groups so that we can sort of outline the broader precepts and sort of where we're going. And maybe in discussing the first one or two here on the list, you guys will begin to see a theme in terms of how things were approached and handled. It might work best to go in reverse order. I referenced to you all the issue of that was unique to this year of fast track versus regular track, if you will. And as I explained, what sort of drove that was the timing of the ICANN meeting. What we saw in terms of some of the requests, and this was a challenge, I think, for the internal team, was that the staff wasn't very clear on what fast track meant versus regular track. And with those two deadlines, a number of groups went ahead and submitted what would not otherwise be considered a regular or an annual request in the fast track. And so we saw several requests that were quote-unquote deferred or a decision postponed until the regular track was resolved. The fast track would save us some time. We can probably just, you know, set that to the side for the moment. The fast track decisions, I believe, were made by the board in the April timeframe. And so I think the challenge that existed there, because this was prior to, you know, Janice and I adopting these new personas, is that there wasn't great communication on the fast track piece. And so grants were being made, deferrals were being, you know, made. There were other decisions, either yeses or noes, and they weren't, you know, although they were in the board resolution or whatever, they weren't and they were on the wiki page, they weren't really communicated. So there may be, I recognize, some hanging questions for some of those activities, and those I'd be happy to address. But let's look at the regular track sort of as some of the newer things that just really came out of the August 22nd decision by the board. And let me recognize first that, and we should all acknowledge, the board's making that decision on August 22nd. We're almost 2 months into the fiscal year. So that immediately begins to put some challenges in terms of implementation, certainly puts some pressure on staff, potentially some pressure on those of you who will have implementation responsibilities and the rest. We recognize that, and I'm hopeful that, you know, collaboration with Heidi, Janice, me, and others will smooth over some of those rough spots for those of you who are experiencing them. So I'm literally referencing the document, I think, that Heidi has linked on the agenda page. And as I come up through the regular track, the first item that I see is the Naralo FY14 budget request. Now, let's first discuss the decision recommendation column, generally and then specifically for Naralo. A past difficulty that Xavier and his team acknowledged was, and this is in particular last year, what did yes, no, what did no mean? In some cases, there was other language employed for the FY13 plan, and so a decision was made with respect to FY14 to be very clear about a yes or a no. However, where there was a no, to say, where appropriate, but. You know, in FY13, it was, yes, you've been granted something, but it's limited in the following ways. And I think the communications challenge there was, many folks looked and saw yes, immediately assumed their entire request was granted, and that created some confusion. Now, the risk Xavier decided to take this time around was to say no and risk disappointing someone and then follow up and say, but we've tried to address it in the following manner. So it's a different orientation where no means no, but there are, you know, clarifying factors or other things that come into play. So let's look at the Nirala request, FY14A07-02, request number 18, where it says no, and then it says see note and explanation column, see description for community outreach travel pilot program below. This is one of those items that I mentioned in response to Tijani's comment that I think the board and senior staff really are focused on trying to develop a broader strategy for outreach and more broadly getting community confirmation for the direction that ICANN is going. So the no piece of this, I think, was a couple of aspects. One, that there was a struggle to approve individual groups going off and potentially having different strategies that were not consistent with the overall strategy. And so I think there was some reluctance to approve or provide resources for that. But also a recognition that, particularly in the Nirala request, there were a lot of activities that could conceivably be supported by existing staff resources, and I'm not speaking specifically about Heidi, Matt, and Sylvia, although clearly they would provide some coordination or support of some of the efforts, but essentially an expectation that there would be some coordination on the staff level and with the community to really identify some of the low-hanging fruit in areas where some of the planning could begin, some of the work could be done, maybe even some of the planning could be done using our core in-kind resources. The other theme that sort of fits into this node that runs through a number of other responses, not just for ALAC but for other groups, was a third general theme in addition to the other two that I mentioned to you earlier. And that is an organizational philosophy not to provide grants of money. What does that mean? It means that wherever possible that resources are provided either by core ICANN staff, and if there is a gap there, then there needs to be an overall budget discussion about, well, gee, ICANN, you don't have enough staff. How do we get you more for this resource? Or two, that if there is a resource made available, it be coordinated and managed by staff and not directly by the community. So those are some general themes and principles that were considered and utilized in terms of all the requests that came in this year that contribute, I think, to the decision about this Nirala request. The final piece with respect to this particular request, and then Darlene, I'll pause if you have any questions or just for anybody else on the general themes, is, you know, as part of this recognition that says, well, it doesn't make sense to completely foreclose anybody from, and particularly a long-standing part of the ICANN community like Nirala or LACRALA or APRALA or any of the other groups in at large or elsewhere, to find a way to provide some alternative means or something that's consistent with those general principles to help out. And so something referenced in the decision and in the explanation notes is this outreach pilot program, which staff will be announcing in the next couple of weeks or so in much more detail. I can only give you the general parameters at this point and during this call. But the sense that individual groups would be given allocated resources to conduct some regional travel to supplement the current resources they have so that they would have the capability of some short-term targeted efforts, maybe building to a longer-term effort, but essentially, you know, providing some flexibility and some resources so that you all have some capability to begin to reach out and do more than you're doing now from an outreach perspective. So in the ideal circumstance, we would have a conversation about implementation going forward that says, you know, Nirala may come back to Sylvia or Heidi and say, well, we really want to do this. How should we approach this? And then us collaborating with you to find the best ways to contribute to the overall outreach efforts, to identify maybe some activities or events where Nirala representatives would go to promote ICANN or the Nirala organization itself, maybe to stir up new recruits, improve the Q factor of the organization, otherwise promote what the organization is doing. So a lot of explanation there for just one of the items, Olivier, but that's the general theme. And I think most of the specifics for that program, I'm happy to entertain questions from Darlene or anybody else on that.
Rob, hello, this is Sylvia. Just on the point you mentioned, just a comment perhaps moving forward for future requests. One way to, I was thinking one thing that I heard from the RALOS is that once a request is submitted afterwards, there is not much opportunity to provide additional information or an exchange, you know, a two-way conversation with the persons reviewing the request. So maybe that would be one aspect in which we could improve this process, where staff could be a channel between the community and the reviewers and the decision makers, and we can provide additional information, improve the request, and tailor the request so that they are acceptable.
That's an excellent point, Sylvia. This is Rob again. I don't think, and these will sound like excuses, I don't think the finance team anticipated that they would get 60 requests. I think they perhaps underestimated the challenge of a fast track versus a regular track, and managing that entire process while they were learning a number of new internal systems and how to integrate them. The famous at-task system that some of you may have heard about that Fadi has introduced through my ICANN, and other internal organizational quote-unquote improvements. So I think this year it ultimately became just overwhelming. But I think it's very much worth exploring how we can incorporate that sort of feedback loop or something else like that in future FY15, FY16 budget preparation efforts. What I would hope is that now with, you know, sort of the, and I don't mean to overcommit you or me, Janice, on this, but the fact that, you know, we now have this role, we're partnering up and developing working approaches with Heidi. We'll do that with Sylvia and Matt, too, in terms of making sure that we're building those channels of communication, that ideally we'll be able to do that in helping you put the requests together. You know, maybe having the conversations as the requests are being developed, and then finding ways to have that good sort of interaction once the requests are in. I think that,
Exactly, yes, Rob. That's the point, that maybe we can together work to make the proposals very, very tight, you know, that every response is addressed, and we are sure that it's like bulletproof, you know, that this is something that is very consistent with the criteria, and the possibilities of being accepted are increased in that case.
That's a very good point. And you mentioned another important consideration here that we've supplied to Olivier that we use for this process but didn't really, you know, consistently vet is this concept of criteria. That's something that Xavier, I think, had identified even last year. And, you know, for a number of different reasons, were not fully produced or vetted prior to this year. Tijani, you guys might have even discussed that as part of, you know, Xavier's separate budget improvements effort. This concept that it really helps you as community members, as people who are considering or seeing that there's a hole in the operating plan that doesn't provide for a certain resource. And you go to ask for it, well, if you don't have criteria or an understanding of some general principles in terms of what's in bounds and what's out of bounds, you know, there's the potential for a lot of wasted time and effort if you build a proposal that, you know, is not consistent with the general ICANN budget philosophy that may have just been developed 3 months ago that wasn't, you know, that was only within the board finance committee. So I'm very hopeful that we'll have common opportunities, that we will have an opportunity to share some draft principles that the staff has been putting together and that you all can contribute to really help have something very clear going into the FY15 process, so that there are criteria, that there are guidelines, And that, I think, will help fashion the request as well, Sylvia. So thanks for that observation.
Thanks very much, Rob. And next we have a queue at the moment with Darlene Thompson first.
Hi there, Darlene Thompson speaking. Rob, I really appreciated what you said. That was actually very interesting, especially when you're talking about the outreach pilot project and such like that. So just so that I am clear, so that I can report back to my group, basically our request for outreach is being denied, we're being told no to, but that it will be basically as an ICANN team, as the ICANN team, we will be going after a lot of the same objectives anyways, so we should be able to get most of what we're trying to accomplish done anyways. In a nutshell, do I have that correct?
I think that's a fair characterization, Darlene. You know, the key elements there, as with any language, is in the devil is in the details. I think from a coordination standpoint, I don't see the list of who Janice communicates with from the overall outreach program perspective. I don't know if you have Nirala representatives in that effort. That would be certainly one avenue, just so that you guys can get plugged into the overall effort. In terms of some of these other things that we'll flesh out here in the next couple of weeks, like the regional outreach pilot program, I think that given what I saw of the Nirala proposal, there can certainly be work toward that ultimate objective during this fiscal year, and I would hope that, you know, by participating in the broader effort, that can help you guys really focus some of your efforts going forward.
And Rob, this is Janice and everybody. And I just want to go back and reiterate this. It's a couple things back from Sylvia. I transitioned out of the finance team, so I'm not sure how much with their new team in spring this happened, but I know that they were trying to post all of the requests onto the finance wiki, on the community wiki, encouraging community members to read them and to comment within themselves, because we firmly do believe that there's a large part of this is about the community themselves looking at the different requests and understanding more that way. So if that didn't quite work, I'll certainly put that back to the finance team, because of any community at large certainly is adept at using a community wiki and not afraid to be vocal on it, which I think is a great example. Also, just from an overall outreach perspective, and as Rob and I are working to find the merge point between SO and AC engagement and outreach and engagement and where this all kind of comes together, from an outreach perspective from ICANN, we are really trying to encourage that all the communities at least provide representation at any calls or at the interactive sessions that we started at the ICANN meeting, in hopes that we build programs that everyone in ICANN can benefit from, while still understanding that the reason we have separate groups in the ICANN multi-stakeholder model is because there are different voices and different needs. And the reason that we're doing regional strategies is that we have different voices and different needs in the different regions of ICANN. So from an overall perspective, even as we're saying, you know, maybe we devote some staff resources to helping create firmer, tighter, more understandable requests. From a budget standpoint, all still cannot be achieved through this method, but so much more could be achieved, perhaps, if we figured out, you know, exactly good strategies and good plans that work for the community in general, and then what needs to be customized from an ICANN operating perspective for the individual groups and regions. So, again, I just want to reemphasize the fact that even with all the work, we will never have the budget to grant every single individual request, but by working together from an ICANN multi-stakeholder community perspective, if we can build stronger, better programs that can be incorporated into the budget to carry forward, I think that's also a great way to look at things.
Thanks very much, Janice. Next in line, we have Tishani Benchamar.
Thank you, Olivier. Tishani speaking. I echo the remark of Sylvia, and I would like to say that we experienced it last year. We had an interaction between the finance staff and the community about the additional request before the decision was made. It was for better comprehension. Perhaps you express your need not in the right way, so perhaps people in the finance don't understand exactly what you want, and perhaps they could say no while they can say yes. So this interaction happened last year. This year it didn't happen because a lot of things. This year it's a transition year, as you know. We go from the transition from the traditional budget to a not task budget. So there is a conversion, if you want, another effort that the financial staff had to do. And also this year we had two tracks, fast track and normal track. So this is also time consuming, and this is also a reason why perhaps this interaction didn't happen this year. So I think there is another very, very good and very interesting reason that this interaction didn't happen. You know, we decided on a set of criteria for evaluation of those requests. We decided on them together. There was, if you want, an interaction between the staff and the community about them. And one of the main criteria for a project or a request to be approved is that it has to be related to the strategic plan, or objectives, strategic plan priorities, to strategic plan priorities. This year we didn't have the strategic plan priorities because the strategic plan was the strategic plan of the previous system. So we had a strategic plan, but we didn't follow it, more or less. So one of the main criteria for decision cannot be there, since we didn't have the priorities taken from the strategic plan. I think that the improvement of the process will lead to such an interaction in the future. I have to recall you that, or remind you that the main objective of the improvement of the process is to have more interaction with the community and sufficiently ahead from the budget decision, so that things can be changed before the budget is sent to the board for decision. And I do think and I do hope that for the next years we will have an interaction between the decision, between the request is sent to the finance department and the decision on those requests, so that if there is a misunderstanding, if there is or also we can have a feedback from the financial staff that explain us that perhaps for this particular request it is not possible this year. So I think that it is a very valid point Sylvia raised, and I think it will be better for the next years. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Yes, I think we also have to move on as well, but if I may echo this, there have been some instances of, as you know, the format for filing a request being quite tight, of the explanation being misunderstood by the finance department, and then it would have probably helped if there had been just a quick email being fired over and said, well, look, we don't quite understand what you're looking for here, rather than building it up and having some misunderstanding at the end as to what the request really is. But I think that the point has been made and is understood, and I certainly think that with you and well, with you, Rob, and Janice, there will be this extensive, more extensive bridge rather than just sending something, lobbing it over the wall and waiting a couple of months until finance lobs the package back with the with the answers to the budget requests. I'm a little mindful of the time. Could we perhaps move on to the next request, please, Rob?
Sure, if you'd like me to do that. Yeah, I'm very conscious of the time, too. And I apologize. I told Heidi, yeah, 15 minutes should be fine, no problem. That hasn't been the case. The next one down my list here, I think, is the Lacrallo request, FY14B09-01, tracks request number 56. This also, you know, consistent with my previous comments about no but, said no, then said resources to be made available in core budget, suit note and explanation column. So the concept here, as I understood it, was, again, to try to take aspects of the request and of the desire for resources by the community and the feedback from the board and senior management is a lot of this looks like it can be accomplished by staff resources. Now, you know, the challenge there becomes now as we look at implementation, it's, you know, Heidi, Matt, Sylvia, Janice and I looking at each other saying, huh? How, you know, you want us to do another job here? Or are there ways for us to, you know, be able to fold in some of the Lacrallo desires here in terms of outreach, in terms of support? If I recall this request appropriately, much of the expenses that they were asked for related to actual travel. And again, I think part of the staff response here was to focus on, okay, we can't grant this distinctively from all the other requests, but let us find a way to provide a program or a resource that gives this community that travel support, that outreach support, if you will, to allow them to do and conduct some outreach in their region. I think the goal here was to, you know, assure an ALS from every country in the region. And so, again, I think the theme here was let's find ways to utilize existing resources. Let's collaborate and get as much discussions consistent with the overall outreach program and try to use that package or pulling together those variety of different resources to move Lacrallo forward in terms of its outreach activity so that they can make some progress in this fiscal year. There's one other piece here that was somewhat different from the Neralo request, and I just want to acknowledge it, and that was here because I guess Lacrallo was farther along with respect to some of their ideas that there was an interest in, you know, handouts or leave behinds, and so there a sense of some publication support and things like that. And that has, for the most part, been absorbed now into the core policy team engagement budgets, so there are resources for that exist. The reasons why, and this is true for some of the other issues, it says no is because specific funds or resources are not being targeted right to Lacrallo to have it done, but instead they're being handled within the core ICANN budget resource bucket, if you will. And I'll pause there for comments and questions.
Thanks very much, Rob. I don't see any hands up at the moment, but it's well taken. And certainly having already discussed in other ways some of what's coming up with regards to outreach and support for outreach activities, I agree that there certainly is going to be some movement on that. And the requests which were made will probably be partially fulfilled, at least as far as some of the outreach is concerned, through this new system that will soon be rolled out. So shall we move on with the next request, which is the AP Railo request, and where I must say I'm a little confused on that one, because I see this as being a request for the 4th and 6th of September 2013, whilst we're dealing at the moment with a standard track. I would have thought this was going to be a fast track request.
But perhaps I'm completely confused. So I'll let you explain what's going on, Rob. Thank you.
Well, I'll let any AP Rallo executive clarify my comments here in terms of that. But as I recall, there was actually a fast-track request focused on IGF Bali, but then a more regular track request looked at more regional IGF participation and activities maybe on a national or a regional level. And so, again, I think the perspective here from staff and board perspective was to say, okay, we're looking and we've identified this regional outreach pilot program idea. It's called Community Outreach Travel Pilot Program in this document, but we didn't like that acronym, so now we have a different one. Was essentially to say, okay, the fundamental core here that we see is a request for the capability to go out and meet the community or meet the prospects where they are to promote ICANN or AP Rallo, or in the case of other organizations within at large, there was that consistent theme. And so I think that's what was being addressed or is hoped to be addressed in some limited way with this outreach pilot program effort. There's an additional piece of the explanation, I think, thrown into this that talks about the Speakers Bureau, because I think there were elements of the regular track AP Rallo request that talked about delivering speakers to an event. And one of the other general principles that ICANN has applied over several years is this resistance or reluctance to provide travel support to non-ICANN meetings. Many of you have been with ICANN for a long period of time and have seen the travel support function or resource within ICANN grow considerably. It's really grown in the last couple of years, and I think underlying the response to a lot of the requests that included travel, whether that be outreach to IGF or to ICANN public meetings, was a reluctance to commit to permanent new travel resource obligations. And so, along with this request, the LAC Rallo request, I'll mention also the URALO request, but thanks, Student Christ. This general theme that says, wow, we're getting a lot of requests for travel. To use a familiar family term that we did, they were all requests. They were all the similar category. They were all fruits, but each one was different. We had an apple request, an orange request, a banana request, but they were all requests of the same category. So this sense that we got feedback on to say, why don't you guys create a program that addresses the overall request for outreach support, and then package it in a way that we've got a consistent system where there's some consistent principles and practices where we can really evaluate this over a longer period of time, so that next year we don't have requests for 3 trips from this group, 9 trips from that group, 8 trips from that group, going to different things or describing different activities or concepts. And let's come up with a program where individual communities have flexibility within a certain allocation and within certain general parameters to do whatever they think is best that's unique to their particular community culture, or regional priorities. And so that's, and I apologize, I keep referring to this, oh, we're going to announce this program. But we as staff were essentially given the responsibility of beginning to put the parameters and framework to develop this pilot program that's going to be in existence for FY14. And then depending upon your feedback and how other things, and observations about how successful the outreach events and things like that will be, we'll decide whether we do that again for FY15 and then ultimately whether that makes sense to be a permanent part of the ICANN budget. A broad Olivier explanation for not just the AP Rallo request, but URALO and a couple of others.
For all three of them, yeah, and a few others. Okay, fantastic. Any questions from the floor?
I don't see anyone on the virtual floor raising their hands at the moment. I think that's pretty straightforward. I note, oh, Devon and Tidak Singh. Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you. Even Antilak Singh speaking. My question is regarding, you know, the various regional strategy working groups that have been created. And all these groups have been created regional strategies, which include outreach and engagement plans. How would the budgeting of such plans be handled?
That's an excellent question, Dev. That is beyond my immediate knowledge capabilities, but something that Janice and I will take back. My understanding is that the regional plans or strategies are largely the purview and management responsibility of the regional vice presidents in the region in which those strategies have been or will be created. And so they either have budgets to address the implementation of or the development of the various regional strategies. And that is likely to be managed directly by them. Candidly, one of the staff brainstorms in terms of this concept of creating an outreach program on a pilot basis to respond to many requests within at large and other communities for outreach resources was to find a way to marry those two concepts, the regional strategies and perhaps the strategy of an individual RALO that may or may not be in perfect sync with that ICANN strategy. Now, you know, a lot of Janice and her colleagues' job moving forward is to true up those as much as possible. And we've already noted to Johnny's comment that, well, it doesn't happen immediately, it's under development. And so the pilot effort is a way to sort of bridge that gap. And the way that conceivably we're going to do that is to say, when someone comes forward with an application or a proposal, if you will, to travel to a specific event for outreach purposes, that at the very least, one of the check boxes will be coordination with and approval by the regional vice president. So trying to forge some connection, some coordination, some information sharing between those two pieces of ICANN's overall strategy. And I'm hopeful, as I'm sure many of you are, that at some point those individual strategies will fold into the overall ICANN strategic plan, and from top to bottom we'll understand how they all fit together. I don't think we're there at the moment. Was that responsive, Dev?
Thanks, this is Dave. Yes, it is. Thanks for no.
Thanks very much, Dave, and thanks very much, Rob, for this answer. Any other questions or comments on the process or on the requests? There was a question which was asked by Wolf Ludwig a bit earlier in the chat, which asked that altogether, how many of the requests, I guess looking at both the fast track and also the normal track requests, how many of the RALO special requests were finally approved? Do you have this information at hand, Rob?
Well, I don't have neat statistics on a notepad. I can, however, fairly quickly, you know, if I look at, you know, the list that Xavier produced, if you, and this is not the appropriate way to do it, but if you were to just tabulate yeses and nos, the percentage would look pretty small.
Okay.
In fact, the challenge there is it's no but as opposed to yes but. So I think that it's fair to say that aspects of every request have been resources have been identified to satisfy aspects of every request that was submitted. I think I can say that, you know, with a completely straight face. How you parse, you know, well, I only got 10% of what I wanted, I only got 20% of what I wanted, I think is you know, in the eye of the beholder. If you look at the overall request, I think, again, the total was somewhere around 50 or 60. And I think we have now project IDs in our system for 22 or 23 of those. So more than a third and close to 40%, I think, were granted in terms of the requests. I would submit, Wolf, Ludwig, and others, that it's not the fairest way to look at straight numbers because, you know, again, an effort was made to address every one of the requests in some way, except where, for example, they completely violated or were unable to be violated an ICANN principle of budget or organizational management, or were just not able to, we didn't have the resources to grant. For example, I think the BC asked for bank account support that Xavier doesn't have the infrastructure for at the moment for that specific request. So it's a no, and that's almost a no-no, as opposed to a request for some outreach support that's being granted through core activities or through one of these new programs we're creating and we'll be implementing over the next month or two. And I hope that was responsive.
Olivier?
Oh, I pressed the button. I was not muted, and I just muted myself before speaking. Thanks for this, Tijani. Rob, okay, let me start again then. I noticed that the FY14 special budget request wiki, which are the pages that were updated and I guess maintained by the finance department, don't appear to have been updated recently. So when one looks at our agenda, we're pointing to those. We have the results of the fast-track budget requests with the summary and the decision, etc. There doesn't appear to be any similar publication of the regular-track budget requests on that page. Will this be updated soon?
That is an excellent observation. I will certainly pass on that feedback to the finance team. I think, you know, it's a matter of how they want or should do that. And given their current staffing challenges, I would suggest that they would potentially they would post links or, you know, somehow update the page and then post links to the PDF and Excel spreadsheets that they shared in the announcement that went out, 2 weeks ago or whatever. So I think that would probably be how that update was implemented. So even if you interpret my response, Olivier, to say, yes, we'll make sure as best we can that the finance team update that page, I don't see you seeing much more than, you know, some links produced there. But I agree that if it hasn't been updated, it should be, because we need to have all that stuff kept up to date.
And Rob, this is Janice. I'll take that one on since it's easy for me to just walk down the hall.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Janice. So we'll have an action item for you to walk down the hall to find us. And no walking astray in other places. You just have a straight line to the right office. One last one. The reason for this update being needed is really because we also have to report to our communities, and just reporting like this without an actual document in hand is pretty hard, especially since conference calls, as you will note, this is just the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. We've got one person from each region of the world. They're going to have to report back to their community and to their RALO. And it would certainly help to have all of the documents easily linked and being able to consult them so as to just point people to the documents rather than having to repeat the same thing 5, 10, 15, 20 times. So that's the main reason. Any other questions from anybody on this call?
Thank you, Olivia. This is Rob. I'd just like to make the observation that, again, and renew the offer, that You know, if any of you want to have me sit in on, you know, one of your calls where you're doing the briefing, we're updating folks, perhaps you already want to start thinking about FY15, and in light of this experience being fresh in your mind, how we might approach that differently. Please let me know, or let me know through Heidi. My email is robert.hogarth@icann.org, the standard format. So please, you know, reach out, and I'm more than happy to collaborate with you.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much, Rob, for joining us, and thank you, Janice, as well. It's great to see that there is a renewed link now, and certainly a lot more follow-up. And I've noticed also, aside from the process which we're dealing with, being the SO and AC requests, etc., the overall both finance but also strategic planning is definitely going through, I would say, positive change. And the group that you're speaking to here, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, deals both with the finance part and with the strategic part. So I think that we're all looking forward to continue working with you, and certainly to continue improving the process. And if we can improve it on our side as well, that would be absolutely great. So please keep us updated about the improvements on your side, and perhaps how we could improve our own input into the process so as to get better and more input from the end users that we're supposed to serve. I think that with this, we are 15 minutes beyond the end of this call. I thank both of you. I thank staff, of course, for having arranged this, and I thank the members of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee for this call. And with this, this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Olivier.
Bye,
thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robin Turner. Thank you.